New York City.
What's good? This is the Leaders Create Leaders podcast, your blueprint on how to build a brand, lead a movement, and create a profitable, impact-driven business. On this podcast, we'll dive into my personal stories building 2 8-figure businesses and my evolution turning heart-led leaders into conscious millionaires. I'm your host, Gerard Adams. Let's go.
And we're back with another episode of Leaders Create Leaders. I'm your host, Gerard, a.k.a. GZ Adams. And wow, we just hit 100 episodes on the podcast, and I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you that have been with me on this journey. And so first and foremost, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because it's been 6 years that I've been on this journey with each and every one of you. We went through 6 seasons of the show on YouTube. I mean, we traveled the entire world. I mean, Egypt, Thailand, freaking everywhere. I mean, we went all over the world to London and to so many dope places where Jeff and I shot these episodes interviewing today's modern day leaders, conscious creators, and impact-driven entrepreneurs, and sharing a behind-the-scenes look documenting their stories. And it's just been an absolute honor. It's been an honor to hold the torch of Leaders Create Leaders in this brand. And interesting enough, as we've come up to the 100th episode, I have been going through a very unique process of my own, an innovative new process for me around a reinvention, just thinking about the new, thinking about something that gets to be created in this next chapter of my life. After I came back from a paternal leave, I just started to feel like a shift inside of me. And I hit up one of my spirit guides, facilitator within our mastermind, Blue. You might have remembered Blue, just from just collaborating with me. And she told me, she said, right now there's the winds are of change are heavy. And she's like, it's being felt in the collective. And so maybe if you're listening to this right now, you feel a change on the horizon. You feel a shift. You feel some new growth. And so there's a part of you that's ready for this rebirth, this resurrection, this reinvention of who you get to be in the world and what you get to create. And guess what? I'm going through that. You've been noticing a lot of my content talking about realignment. And if there's one thing I know is that the only thing that's constant in life is change. And on the other side of change is massive growth. And the only way to make that change is for you to step into new levels of uncertainty and being uncomfortable and not knowing the unknown. And when I look back at my career, closing in on 20 years as an entrepreneur, there's been so many evolutions of who I've gotten to become and what I've gotten to create. And each part of my journey, I mean, there are so many parts of my journey that I used to feel like a failure. And now I look back and I'm like, those weren't failures. Those were just like certain chapters in my book of life. And I'm just so appreciative and honor all of those chapters, the chapters of Elite Daily, the chapters of Founders, the chapters of Wall Street Grand, and chapters of Stock Spot and Inflation.us and Svelte H2O and Miracle and KD Healthcare and all of these companies that I can go on and on and on and on about that I've got created and have been a part of or invested into. And they're all so sacred to me. And Leaders Create Leaders is at the top of that list. And I feel like this shift is causing me to really say to myself, what if it's time for me to step into the new? And what if that looks like something totally different? I have no idea, but in order for me to be able to receive that new idea, I know I need to surrender and let go. And that's part of a death process. And for everyone, that may look different. And for me, coincidentally, not so coincidentally, it's actually perfectly aligned and, of course, divinely guided that I'm going back to Peru, bringing my private mastermind group that's not promoted on social media called One Infinity with some of the world's greatest leaders. And we're all going to the Amazon jungle in Peru to work with ayahuasca, three ceremonies and combo. We're making the ayahuasca. We're going specifically to the tree like an avatar, and we're going to be making it with our intention. And my intention is to be fully open to receiving new clarity and a new vision for who I get to be and what I get to create in the world going forward. Surrendering to the fact that that may or may not include leaders create leaders. And I get to be okay with that and have reverence and just so much honor for what has been created in the journey that we've all been on together. And so I'm just going there as a blank canvas, ready to receive, ready to disintegrate my ego, disintegrate everything, part of my being, and just fully connect to the intelligence of the plants and of the universe and of God and of love, and just being able to receive that gift, that blessing, that big new God-sized vision and mission that's inside of me. That will be actually part of the same mission, just may look a little different, because I believe that, and I'll start with this. If you guys remember, I got a full spread on Success Magazine. They put me on the cover and I had a full-on spread in Success Magazine. And that was around, I want to say 2015, 16. And I said that this generation, there's never been a better time in history to be an entrepreneur. And I believe that. And now, let's call it 7 years later, I believe that there's never been a greater time in history to be an artist. And so I feel this beautiful bridge happening right now between entrepreneurship and art. And I think with Web 3.0 and what's happening in the NFT space and what's happening with technology and blockchain, and just everything that's happening and being decentralized. And I just feel like it's so epic what is happening in the world. We see it. It's here now. And so everything gets to shift and embrace the natural evolution of where the world is going. And for me, my passion is storytelling. And so when I think about storytelling and I think about supporting other leaders in owning their story, not just in the ancient way, but in the future way with Web 3.0, I want to be there to be that bridge for them and support them. And knowing that there's an opportunity to create something new, and that excites me, and that brings so much new energy into something. And I can't wait to know what the hell that is. And I know that it's inside of me. I know that I get to create the space and create the silence to listen to that intuition, to listen to source, to spirit. And so let this be an inspiration for you, that if you're feeling this shift, if you're feeling that there's something new on the horizon for you, something exciting that energizes you, then create a ceremony for yourself. And it doesn't need to be in the Amazon jungles working with ayahuasca. It could be just at home. It could be just a moment of silence, but it could be prayer. But create a sacred space and an environment for you to go within and take your time. This could look like a whole day, a night. This could look like a month. I'm taking this, what I'm calling a sacred pause. So it's not only me going to the jungles, but I told my entire team I'm taking a sacred pause for 2 months to fully receive this idea, think it through, get excited, align to it, attune to it, and then actually get clear to be able to paint that vision and then build it and tell my team. And so, and that sacred pause doesn't mean that everything stops. It means something specific for me, which is letting go and releasing of everything and releasing of this version of me to receive the new. But for them, they can still continue to optimize the business, and it looks a little different for them. And so, describe what that sacred pause means to you. Set yourself up for a ceremony and create that space, and whatever that's, how much space you need, give yourself the space to fully receive it. And then when you have it, go for it, take action, and don't fear the change, because just know, no matter what, even if you make mistakes along the way, even if you think, you know, that you may fall flat on your face or look stupid, who cares? You're going to learn as you go. And there's just something about someone who has the courage to step into the new and step into a reinvention, that just that alone is inspiring. And I want you to tap into that frequency, because you get to do something that's inspirational for yourself and for the world. And there's never been a better time. The time is now. There's such a unique opportunity to build right now in Web 3.0 space. and to innovate and to adapt and to just grow. And so I hope that this inspires you. I'm walking the walk. I'm not just talking the talk. We had that realignment podcast, and now I'm stepping into that realignment. I'm taking some sacred space for myself, and I'm tapping into this next version of me, not just in business and what I get to create, but who I get to be. And for some of you, that's something that, again, is a new aspect that you may not have thought about. You're reinventing yourself. I have friends that are changing their names. I mean, this may mean that you're shifting how you get seen in the world, your personal brand, in the way that you share your story with the world, in the way that you just step into more of your artist and your creativity. And so lean into that. Give yourself permission to be yourself and to have fun and to play with this and to re-innovate. And so thank you guys for being a part of this journey. Thank you for accepting me and accepting all of me, even through these changes. And I can't wait to see you on the other side. And so I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of this journey, because who knows where Leaders Create Leaders will be after I come back from this sacred pause. But know that I love you guys, and that I know one thing is for certain, and it's that we are not finished. Be the leader, walk in wisdom, and I'll be connecting with you guys soon. Peace. Yo, tribe, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to untangle more wisdom and gain clarity so that you can focus in on leading your movement. If you feel a connection to this audio experience, share it with your friends and please leave us a review. If you share your review and tag Leaders Create Leaders on IG, you'll enter into our weekly giveaway. Always remember, leaders create leaders.